The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. And you shall honor your father and mother." He replied, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus looked at him with love and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor. Then you will have treasure in heaven, and then come, follow me." At this, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How difficult it is for those of wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were uttered by his words. So Jesus again said to them, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For human beings it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I mentioned last week that the divorce rate in America has declined by 18% in the past 15 years. And the authors of the report on that credit it to our young people. They're approaching marriage in a very different way than did earlier generations. First of all, they're much older when they're getting married. The brides and grooms that I marry here every year are 28, 30, 31 years old. They're much more mature. They have much, much longer courtships than in times past. They have some financial security. And most importantly, according to the report, they have incredible communication skills. And so they have something to teach us. I suspect they can teach us something about today's gospel also. When Jesus says it is impossible for the rich to get into the kingdom of God, he's not talking about people who work hard, accumulate some wealth, and then can be comfortable in their old age. He's talking about attachment to it, people who can't separate themselves from material things. And again, our young people take a totally different approach. I have my grandparents' silver service, a big platter with coffee pots, tea, all of that stuff. I'm getting tired of polishing it, and I don't want to keep it any longer. Every time I mention it to one of the younger people in the family, they just shake their heads and say, "I don't want that stuff." They're not as attached to material things as is our generation. And again, they can teach us something. There is a synod of young people going on in Rome right now. Every October, bishops from around the world gather to discuss various subjects. For the first time, Pope Francis invited young people to be part of the discussion on an equal par with the bishops, and they're giving the bishops an earful. They expressed this past week their utter outrage at the abuse scandal and at the cover-up, and they said to the bishops, "This is why we don't want religion. Religion enabled this to happen. We want spirituality." Because if those people had been spiritual, none of this would have happened. Maybe again they have something to teach us. Amen.